Hey, Justin, do you think Dustin Hoffman is capable of finding love again?
How old is Dustin these days? He's like in his like mid-70s, right? Or early 70s?
He's a man that time forgot.
He's a short man, and he's working with Ellen, Emma Thompson in this movie that no one wants to go see.
Last Chance Harvey. It's now playing in theaters, Steve. What time are you seeing that this week?
I'm actually seeing it tonight, this morning at 3 a.m.
It's like Rocky Horror, I've been told. I think you're going to get dressed up. Well, you already did get dressed up as Dustin Hoffman every day of your life.
I try. I have my Rain Man jacket on.
Fanciful. Justin, are you pretty excited so far with the responses?
Responses to the Golden Globes or responses?
No, to your ad on Craigslist.
Responses? What do you mean, the responses?
The awards.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm very happy that Gabe Byrne won for In Treatment, one of my favorite shows that I've never seen. Steve, did you?
I'm very happy I'm watching this.
Here's the thing about Gabriel Byrne. Pretty good actor, but you know, he doesn't bear the seal of quality.
When I think of my favorite things, I'd put Byrne after Reading. You know, like, what about you?
Bucho appreciates that joke. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm having a rough time over here. You know, I'm not used to working my fingers this fast. Using my pants on.
The good thing about the Golden Globes and doing a live commentary about it is that it's a useless show that means nothing.
I'd say the Oscars are worse than the Globes these days, though. I'd rather watch the Globes.
The best thing about the Globes is going home when it's over.
At least there's a chance that for more movies to win during the Globes, you know, like The Ruins, for example. Is it nominated for special effects or anything?
No, it was nominated for best miniseries. You out of here? That was Fred Nacy, the proprietor of Smoker's Paradise, where this was being recorded. You're welcome. You welcome, audience, for that sound you hear of laughter.
It's the intense Monopoly game going on behind us.
Anna Paquin just won for that show True Blood on HBO. Have you guys seen that show? I've seen some of it. Have you guys seen it?
No, not at all. Of course not.
It is not good. It's not a good show. I think it got better, but it's funny that she would win because, you know, why?
I'll tell you what. She looks pretty good blonde. She looks like she's cleaned up her shit because in 25th Hour, she looked pretty haggard.
She looked pretty cute in that, I thought.
Haggard.
Merle?
Mariska Haggard.
She looked pretty good, I thought. I mean, she's a cute girl. Dana Co-Star.
Dana Co-Star from True Blood? Who is it?
I don't know his name. Some dude. The main vampire guy. Ed the Vampire or something.
Jack Henry.
We are back to the Golden Globes presentation. It is 8:36 Eastern Time. So far, it's a fabulous show. We see Mr. Alec Baldwin gesticulating to the stage, holding a drink. It's Ricky Gervais.
Good TV here. Isn't Gervais supposed to host? Who's hosting this?
I think it's whoever's up at the time. There's no, like, host.
Yeah, he's pretty great, or Gervais. I guess we should listen to him, because he's funny. Yeah, I just saw his movie Ghost Town that came out last year,
yeah.
And I thought it was very good, actually. Very funny.
But you're an apologist for him.
I love him, but that movie's fun. If you missed it, Bucho, or any of our other fans, go see that, because it's pretty good.
Steve, are you excited about Ghost Town?
Unbelievably excited about Ghost Town. I successfully avoided it while it was in theater.
Hey, do you see Leo in the crowd? Leo DiCaprio?
Sitting next to Winslet,
you say. Can we start up a rumor? Oh, wait, she already did.
What about them being...
No, Rumor Willis.
It's just a murmur at the moment.
Rumor Willis was in The House Bunny this year, by the way, which I just recently watched.
Why did you see that?
I didn't see Benjamin Button. But I saw The House Bunny. I like Anna Faris.
Anna Faris is okay, but she's really testing the patience with her choices and her ability to choose roles, which is the same thing as her choices.
I like... who else was in The House Bunny? Mr. Colin Hanks was in that as well.
You're really winning me over with the personalities in this movie.
Here for Jason Biggs, and then Colin Hanks was in Untraceable and The House Bunny. So it's
Steven Spielberg's laughing at Ricky Gervais. Brad Pitt, there's Brendan Gleeson. It's an all-star romp. They're reenacting Troy.
Did Pitt start the show old and baby? How did it work? I mean, is he
comedy or musical? All right.
He's busy working. Happy Go Lucky. I didn't realize that guy with the bloated Casey Shamasco face was in it.
That's a woman.
No, the guy, the actor, the guy is from, he's from Heat or Miami Vice. He looks like Casey Shamasco after he fell into a bee's nest. That's his ass. So this movie looks like a nightmare.
It's Mike Lee.
Oh, and then it is a nightmare.
It's supposed to be very good.
Mike Lee is popular to the wrong people. Oh my God, what the Jonas Brothers.
The fuck is that? Where's the whale?
There's Salk. And then.
So they went to the Jonas Brothers, and then they showed Billy Ray Cyrus in the audience.
Billy. Look at these motherfuckers. They're pretty.
Fred Savage was in the group.
The two of them look like they might be brothers.
These guys are douches.
Steve, look at the eyebrows on the left.
Yeah, they're freaking me out. That's the Fred Savage guy.
All right, what is this? Best animated feature film. If it's not Wall-E, I'm going to punch everybody. Don't you agree?
I hope Bolt wins.
You hope Bolt wins?
I hope Kung Fu Panda wins.
Did you like that movie?
I liked it a lot.
You saw Wall-E, and you like it better than Wall-E.
I did. Oh, I don't know. I just love the hell out of Kung Fu Panda. Unexpected.
Tell us why.
Because it's got pandas in it.
Yeah, very good. Favorite movie of the year, Wall-E. What's your favorite
movie of the year? It was my favorite movie. I think it was the best movie of the year. I think Iron Man is my favorite movie of the year.
You think it's the best movie of the year because did your daughter sway you at all? Because I know she's a huge fan.
My daughter didn't sway me because I normally hate the shit she watches incessantly.
It just got romantic in here.
What'd you think of Wall-E?
I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was the best of the year.
No, you think The Ruins was.
I don't know what I like better, The Ruins or Wall-E.
I think they use the same script.
Am I saying that right? Wall-E? Because I always say Wall-E. How do you say it?
I say Wall-E, but in the movie they pronounce it like that too.
But how do you say it? Do you just say Wall-E?
I pronounce it however I want.
Wall-E.
The Jonas Brothers, Wall-E wins.
That's sad when your work is not about the worst.
Well, he was a good first baseman for the Angels. Don't you agree, Steve?
Yes.
Yes.